About the middle of October of that year, 1906, the army was sent out. They did not go clear to Hotavilla, but made camp at Lower Oraibi. About a couple of days after this, they sent word to Hotavilla that they had come to see what the trouble was and if they could help them settle it, they would. Well, Chief Yukshima sent word back to the captain that he did not need his help. 65. The trouble was already settled, but he had moved away from Oraibi. He also said he expected to live in peace, if there was going to be any. Then the captain sent word back again, asking him if he would mind telling him what had caused him to move. And again Yukshima sent word back to the captain saying he would not tell him unless Chief Tweekwaptewa would tell him first what this was all about. Then the captain sent for the Oraibi chief. Being friendly to the white man, he went right down with his interpreter, and when he got there the captain asked him why he had sent those people away. He said that he had been having so much trouble with them and that they could not get along together in the same village. So the captain asked the chief why it was, and he said it was on account of their not being friendly to the white men and because they did not want to send their children to school. Before the white men had built schools, everything had been going all right. So he said that it was his fault that the trouble had begun some years ago. The captain said that this chief should not have sent those people away. Since the white men caused the trouble, it was for the white man to handle it. The chief thought that he was doing something for his friend, the white man, but he was told that it was wrong to send those people away where there was no shelter, so that he would have to bring them back or serve a term in prison. He said he did not expect to serve a term in prison, for he thought that he was doing something for the government. He told the captain that it was his theory that he moved the hostile chief out of the village. Yukshima knew that these things were going to happen too, and it had happened so. He said that if it had not been for the missionaries who interfered, they would have killed each other, Tweekwaptewa and Yukshima. The captain said he still had a chance to kill Yukshima, but Tweekwaptewa said it was all over now. The captain said that that was not the place where the people should settle, and he said that Tweekwaptewa still had a chance to kill Yukshima if he wanted to. He also said that the next morning at sunrise he would give him a chance to do this. He would not let Tweekwaptewa go home that night, and all this time Tweekwaptewa did not know that he was under arrest. In the meantime, after nightfall, the captain sent soldiers up in the Drawbai Bakabi and 25 or 30 Navajos on police duty below Hotavilla Spring. In the meantime, word was sent to Yukshima that he must be ready to be shot at sunrise the next morning. 66. So about dawn, the captain, Tweekwaptewa, and two Hopi policemen, one Oraibi and one second Mesa policeman, and a guard came to Hotavilla, and at the sand dune the captain gave automatics to Tweekwaptewa and to his interpreter. Yukshima was waiting for them on the top of a sand dune. They slowly moved up on the hostile chief, who stood on the top of the sand dune, waiting for his time to come. He was all by himself, but behind the sand dune his men were hidden with all the weapons they could find. They intended to kill Tweekwaptewa if Tweekwaptewa killed Yukshima. When the sun came up, the captain told Tweekwaptewa to walk up to Yukshima. But he refused to move. He was asked four times by the captain, but he was so scared that he could not talk. His jaw was shaking too fast. Since the Oraibi chief could not move, the captain asked Yukshima to come over. So he came, not a bit frightened, and the captain asked him if he was ready to be shot. He said he was, for this was the sad day that would be his end. The captain asked Tweekwaptewa if he was ready to do his duty that he was expected to do. But he would not speak. He was so weak from fright that he could hardly stand up. Then the captain asked Yukshama if he would want to take the gun away from his rival and do away with him, but Yukshama said no, that was not his theory. His theory was only that he would get his followers away from the old chief, to a better place. He said the Arabi chief did not understand his theory, and that he was all wrong. However, even if he was wrong and had always had in mind about doing away with him, he was willing to let him do it. He was willing to die for his people. So the captain turned back to Tway Kwaptewa and asked him if he would do it. Now, since his rival had voluntarily given himself up and was willing to die for his people, the chief said that he would not do it because he said Yukshama must be right and that he himself had made a mistake in thinking of doing away with him. Then Tway Kwaptewa asked the captain what he would do with him if he had killed the old man, Yukshama. The captain said that Tway Kwaptewa was mistaken in sending the people away like that, and he answered that if it was not for this theory he would never have done it. Then the captain asked him where he got this theory, and he said he got it all from his great uncles. It had been handed down for a good many years, and he was chosen to carry this out. The captain said he was sorry to say that his great uncles must have been pretty mean to have made such a theory and to give it to him to carry it out, that he had been misled and he was not doing anything right for his people or for the government. 67. So the captain told him that this was not only a mistake but a big crime that he had done, to send the people away without anything to eat. Again he asked him if he realized how bad the situation was, that the children were crying for something to eat. Well, the chief said he did realize it then, but it was too late. But the captain said it was not too late, that the houses the people had left were still full of corn, and he warned him not to interfere with any men going to Arabi for food. Tway Kwaptewa agreed to all of this, and then he asked the captain if that was all for him, but the captain said no. So right there he told him that he was under arrest and that he was going to be taken away someplace to serve his term in prison. Tway Kwaptewa asked the captain if he really meant it, and he said yes, he had to do it. The chief turned to the captain and asked for mercy, and the captain said there was nothing he could do. Then the chief cried like a child, and again he asked the captain if he could spend a few days with his people. The captain said that he did not allow his prisoners to spend time with their people, but they had to stay around his camp. The chief said if he was allowed to stay with his people he would show the captain all the different ceremonies that he could perform. He said he would show the captain his most beautiful dance, which his people would dance for him. The captain saw he had a chance to see these beautiful dances, so he told the chief not to spend too much time getting the dance up, as his time was limited. From then on, Tway Kwaptewa got his people to practice a butterfly dance. During this time the captain returned to Yukshama. He sent for the old man. Yukshama gathered his best men and went to see the captain. When he arrived, the captain asked him if he was ready to surrender and send the children to school. The chief said he was not ready for that yet, because he was still expecting to go onto the chosen site for his new village. Again the captain asked him if he would send the children to school so that they would be well taken care of at school and then the others could go on, but Yukshama said no, that he was the father of all, and he would leave none behind. The captain said that he must leave them behind if he did not surrender. The chief said that even if he had to serve another term in prison he would go on when he got out again, so the captain said he would send him back home to think it over. The chief agreed to think it over, but said he could not change his mind. When he got home that night and those that went with him broke the news to the people, that was all that they talked of that night. Some had the idea that he would surrender to the captain so as to relieve the trouble of the people. Now in the next few days there was another division among the people. 68. After a few days Chief Yukshima was called again and all the men followed him. To Kyoko Kumavi. The captain asked him again if he had changed his mind or decided to surrender. He said, no. Then the captain asked all the men who came down with Yukshima if they were all with him and would they not surrender. All who were strong with the old chief were asked to step to his side. Before anybody had moved, Kiwanumptewa stepped up and said that he was ready to surrender and that there were some others that would follow him. The captain asked, who are they? Chief Yukshima was put to one side and Chief Kiwanumptewa on the other side. And the captain said, take your choice. Of course there was then a big argument. Some were very undecided because they did not know who was right, but most of them went over to Yukshima's side. After this was done the captain told them that all who went on Yukshima's side were under arrest and would be taken away. All that went on Kiwanumptewa's side were to be sent back to try to make up with Tweekwaptewa at Orebi, so that they could return to their homes.